Well, COVID-19 surges across the state. Schools are adjusting plans for in-person learning. But the tough calls have been left almost completely up to local school districts, as state and federal agencies are offering only minimal guidance. Here's more now from Cole Del Charco.
Back on October 20th, students in Guilford County schools were set to return to in-person instruction. It was the culmination of a plan that had been months in the works. Teachers had spaced out desks in classrooms, created reminder plans for students to wear their masks, and planned group activities that could be done without sharing supplies. Then, the day before students were supposed to return, Guilford County School Chief of Staff Nora Carr got new data from local health officials.
It showed us moving as a county from sort of generally being in one category of risk into the highest category of risk for possible transmission in schools.
That information led Carr and other school leaders to recommend delaying the reopening.
And so you're weighing all these risk factors that kids face about not being in school against the risk factors of community spread and getting COVID-19.
During the pandemic, local school boards are consulting directly with county health departments, and state and federal guidance is useful, but more indirect. On the state level, health officials have weekly conversations with district leaders, and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidance uses a color-coded system and waste prevention measures and positive test rates. Green is good, red is not. And North Carolina as a state is certainly closer to red than green. Susan Gale Perry is the chief deputy secretary of the state health department. She says there's a reason the state has not issued specific cutoffs on when to hold in-person classes.
Even if you look at the CDC, a big part of those metrics are around really the capacity of the school or the school district to implement those mitigation strategies.
Perry says it's important to remain flexible.
We feel comfortable saying that all 100 of our counties could make a choice right now to open their schools for in-person instruction at the Plan A, which would be allowing all elementary students to come back in person, and at Plan B for middle and high school students.
Since the buck stops with local school districts, a scattershot approach has emerged across the state. Charlotte-Mecklenburg School's template goes beyond just the green, yellow, and red and gives hard numbers for when schools should be shut down. Durham and Wake County schools are participating in the ABC Science Collaborative to inform their decisions. They work with scientists and physicians to advise on reopening plans. And that research is referenced by school board members, like Jim Martin, at last week's Wake School Board meeting.
Dr. Benjamin shared with us numbers from his studies. And from his studies, he said we can be confident in the hybrid model.
Right.
Strong local control is a longstanding element of the American education system. The Federal Department of Education is purposely weak, and state agencies have varying degrees of oversight. In North Carolina, what's good for an urban district like Durham is unlikely to work best for a rural district like Jones County. But the virus is the same in each of those places and everywhere else, and some local school leaders say that calls for more help from above. Back in July, in the middle of his reelection campaign, Governor Roy Cooper set the tone for offering broad guidance, but left specifics to local authorities.
Plan B is the baseline for our state. However, as I said earlier, districts can choose Plan C, which requires all remote learning.
As for federal guidance, President Trump has repeatedly blocked his own CDC from giving specifics for school reopening plans while calling for schools to reopen completely. But President-elect Joe Biden's new website says he will provide specific evidence-based guidance on when to open or close schools.
Protecting our students, our educators, our communities, getting our schools open safely and effectively. This is a national emergency.
That national emergency is ongoing and predicted to get much, much worse before Inauguration Day, even as hundreds of thousands of students in North Carolina return to classrooms. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.